Hey, Jermaine Dolly.
What's going on? How are you?
Why are you sounding so nice and pastor-like?
I don't know.
I hate
the passive voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Everyone, I have Jermaine Dolly in the studio with me, and I am so excited that you're here. You have so much stuff going on right
now. I'm trying.
You know what I mean? You know, you're in Philly doing your thing there.
Yes.
Still on the radio?
Yes. Weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. On the Quincy Harris Morning Show with Kay Fox. It's on the syndicate. It's on the secular side, the R&B side. Yeah. I'm like the comedic relief on that show.
That's always needed.
Yeah, right. And I'm also, I do my own show in Indy.
Yes.
The Jermaine Dolly Show every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So radio life is treating me pretty good.
Yeah. It is good, and you're still doing your church thing.
Always. That's where I serve at. Yeah. I get my refill at, so, you know.
That's good.
Always church. Always.
Were you a church kid?
Yeah.
Grew up in church.
So, my grandma was an evangelist. My godmom is an evangelist. My grandpa was a deacon, and my mom's a deaconess. So I was always in church.
Yeah.
But my dad, he was in the streets too. I was in the streets too. So I had a church side and a street side.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know what? That's a balance that we all appreciate.
Great balance.
You know, because I tell people I got this much, you know, and I'm showing like maybe about an inch and a half. My hood life still inside.
I got you.
You know, don't let the smooth taste fool you.
I got you. Yes. Let them know, Randy. Let them know.
It's still there. So, and now you have some new music that's out. Tell me a little bit about this song.
Pull us through, you know, on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, I do something called Dolly Jingles. And so, you know, it was a situation where it started off as jokes. I just do, like, I pick random topics and make a jingle out of them, and, you know, it just be funny. But at this particular time, about, like, 2 years ago, I was sitting down, and, you know, it was around this time, like the political climate was looking really, really bad, and you know, natural disaster was going on. I think at the time, Japan just had a crazy earthquake, and somebody just got flooded out, and everybody had a solution, but nobody had Jesus Christ as a solution. So I said, okay, cool, let me go make a jingle real fast. So I made the jingle, and it went viral on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reposted it, and I said, well, if y'all like this, if y'all want me to make it a single, let me get 100 comments.
Wow.
I got 500 comments.
Oh, my goodness.
I got 500 comments, like an hour. And I said, all right, cool, I'll make it a single. So I sat on it for 2 years.
Mm.
So I wrote the whole song out again, and then when I wrote it out, I knew the second verse on out, I needed somebody else on there. So, you know, I said, well, I know the two people that can knock it out the box was Miranda Curtis or Leandra Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
So I said, God, who do I get on this song? So I just flipped the coin. I said, God, if you want Miranda, give me Miranda. If you want Leandra, give me Leandra. So Miranda was heads, Leandra was tails. Flipped it, put it on heads, landed on heads, and Miranda. So we called her up. We hit her up, and we asked how we get her on the song. We flew her up to Philly.
Yeah.
She killed the studio session. And then what's funny is that song is 2 years old. It's like sat on for 2 years, but, you know, it just shows, it's a testament to, you know, how you can always use God, Jesus Christ, to pull you through.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same thing we was going through 2 years ago, we're still going through that same kind of situation.
And the timing is still perfect.
Time is still perfect. You know, and it's not just like you don't want to look at political or natural disasters, even in your own life, you know, marital problems, financial problems, health issues, whatever. You're always going to need Jesus to pull you through something. So that song is just relevant anytime. So, yeah, pull us through. That's where it came from.
Well, let's listen. We're the Detroit Praise Network.
People are dying. And people are crying for a savior.
Man, that is so appropriate for right now.
Yeah, God be the glory.
Man, I love this. I love this because right now somebody is sitting there going, listen, I'm having some struggles.
This
is hard. I mean, you know, despite all of the news that we have to endure, you know, sometimes I have to shut it off. But people have these personal battles.
Yes.
And you still need to be pulled through.
Yes.
Man, this could be a theme song for a lot of people.
Hey, man, listen, that's the goal of it. You know, somebody asked me the other day, how come you're not singing a lot of it? How come it sounds like it's Miranda's song? I said, I don't care whose song it is, long as Jesus Christ gets the glory. And long as, you know, it's an avenue for people to know, like, you know what, I've tried things on my own. Because we live in a day and age where everybody's getting things done on their own.
Yeah.
From social media, it looks like people are doing a whole bunch of things yeah. by themselves and achieving. So everybody's thinking, I can get this done by myself. And sometimes God lets it hit a brick wall. And this can be the avenue that says, hey, this song right here is giving people a reminder. You know what? I can go to God in prayer. I can yeah. go to him and ask him for deliverance and ask him to have me persevere this, have me keep stay the course. You know, a lot of people are killing themselves right now. It's pastors.
Yeah,
it's
pastors yes.
that are
yeah.
killing themselves. You know what I mean? And this song can be just a reminder. Just a reminder, hey, I don't care what you're going through. You know what I mean? It may not always be easy, but he's always better with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, I don't care who gets the recognition for the song. I don't care who gets the recognition, as long as Jesus Christ gets the notice
Amen.
And gets the notification that, you know, that he truly deserves.
I really love that about you and the song, especially because it does give you the recognition that God is our refuge and
yes.
is our strength, and
yes.
that if you lean on him,
right.
he will pull us through.
Yes, yes.
Jermaine Dolly.
Yes.
How do I find you on social media, even though I already do?
Oh, listen. You know, and Randy does them beautiful videos. You know what I mean? She does them beautiful videos.
So we need to do a new
yes,
one.
Yes, yes, yes. You can find me on Instagram at hello_Dolly24. That's hello_Dolly24. And on Facebook and Twitter is Jermaine Dolly. Also, can I say this last one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Album top of the year is going to be called Assignment Before Accolades. Assignment
Ooh.
Before Accolades. And one of the things I've discovered like 7 months ago, I really honed into what my assignment is, right?
Mm.
That's one thing. Serving, stop worrying about what other people think. Just serving Jesus Christ. Follow what your assignment is. And another one of my assignments is you know, I a lot of independent artists come to me, DM me, talk to me after shows
yeah.
about how to do this, how to do that. And so what I'm doing is I got 3 open slots on my album to where, you know, if you write, if you got a
wow.
song, if you produce anything, if you independent, hit up my DM, or I'm gonna put the email up on my Instagram within like the next 2 days.
Yeah.
So that's one of my assignments, to really just give anybody out there that may think, like, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want to do gospel music,
yeah.
but they just don't have a way to get in, or they get real, real discouraged. So I got three open spots.
This is just revolutionary.
Yeah,
I mean, who does this?
Yeah, 3 open spots. Like, you will get your credits, you will get your publishing, you will get all that.
Uh-huh.
I don't want none of that. Get your publishing, get your writers, make sure we got all that together. But like, I will have the email up in about like another day or two.
Yeah.
Put up on the gram. And I'm giving 3 open slots. If you 1 person got 3 songs, that might be you, or it might be just 3 people, whatever.
Yeah.
I got 3 open slots on my album coming out, Assignment Before Accolades.
Wow. Yeah. What I want you to do is follow up with me so we can talk
yes.
about those artists
you.
When
yes.
you find out. Oh my
yes.
goodness, Jermaine
yeah.
Dolly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're the Detroit Praise Network. Woo, that is some good stuff.